All right, so here's an ear training exercise for me transcribing Nirvana in Bloom. So I hear, ding, I knew the key was B flat because I just heard it. Ding, 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 that's a sixth. So because it's do, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la. So that's a sixth, which is G minor. Ding, 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 ding. And then five because it's da, 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 da. And then ding, that's a flat seven. Stone free. So I got B flat and G minor. F and A flat, and so these are power chords. You should learn how to play those. You just find the root on the sixth string, and whatever root it is, the other finger goes the next string two frets up. So try it. The symbol for the power chords is five. So you, if you see B flat five, right? So play it. B flat is at fret six. I should make you figure this out. And then G five is at fret. Three. All right. So fret six, string six. All right. Yeah. So fret three. Fret six. I mean six, three, five, four. Six, three, one, four. Try it. Try it. Yeah, those are the fret numbers. Of course, you could also do the B flat on the fifth string first fret, and then have the other chords be on the sixth string. Either way is fine. Good job. Now let's listen to the next bit. So when I hear nah, that's a flat six. So it must be, and then I know that's a four, and then like that's a flat two, and then a natural seven. So it's one and flat six and four and flat two, natural seven, back to the one, and the chords would be B flat, G flat, E flat five, and then B and A. So let's try that. The fret numbers there would be six, two. Then the next chord you would need the next set of strings for. I'll put a string five, fret six here. And then back to string six, frets seven and five. Let's try it. Anyway, for notation, I put a little tie in the first section. I put a little tie before the G5. It just means that chord gets anticipated, comes in before the one beat. Like without the tie, it would sound like. But with the tie, it's. Right. It comes in ahead a little bit. All right, so let's try the whole thing so far. Oh, right now we don't know if there's any other section to the song, but let's listen. Play along if you dare. That's the B section. Bass only. Yeah, just bass. And the guitar comes in. Another section. So that's a four. Oh, I was wrong, it's a two. And then four, so C. So hang on, this is challenging. All right, one more time. And we repeat. And then back to the A section. So those are the three sections.